This is HPR episode 2774 entitled, CJDNS and Yggdrasil. It is hosted by first-time host Alden, and is about 10 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, a summary of the things I like about CJDNS and Yggdrasil, and the places I think they could improve.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hey guys, so today I'm going to try something a little bit different, which is doing a sort of podcast-like thing. I don't really usually do this sort of thing, but I thought I'd try it out. Feedback would be appreciated. There's a good chance that my mic is going to be really broken, just because I haven't really had enough time to calibrate it, but whatever. I'm going to talk about mesh networking for a while. So, CJDNS. Ooh, it hurts me. It really does. So for those of you who aren't familiar, CJDNS is some mesh networking software. It lets you build your own mesh networks. On top of the internet or with physical hardware, it doesn't really matter. It lets you build your own mesh networks. It's so cool. But at the same time, it's so bad. So, let's just... The first pro to CJDNS is the fact that it actually works. It works. It does do what it's supposed to do, which is really impressive. It's a super cool piece of software. The idea is solid. I really, really want something like this. And it also gives you a whole lot of choice. The way CJDNS is set up right now is in order for somebody to peer with you, you actually have to send them a password to peer. And I think that's great. That puts more control into the hands of the users. Initially I was skeptical because that makes it feel a little bit sort of elite that you need an invitation to join the network. But the more I did experiment with it for a while, and that's not really how it actually played out. I never actually got a key from somebody. I just used a public peer. But I certainly see the appeal. It gives users the power to moderate the community, to moderate themselves, which is super cool, and I've tried to apply that sort of philosophy to some of my own projects. So, the problems, because there's a lot of them. The first is Node.js. The CJDNS itself is written in C. But for whatever reason, CJD decided to use Node.js as a build system. My opinions on Node.js are pretty strong, and I don't really want to get into it right now, because this would be a 30-minute podcast if I did. But it's kind of a deal breaker for me. I'm not going to get into it, but a lot of people dislike Node.js as much as I do. And the fact that it's being used as a build system is even worse. I don't like non-standard build systems. I'll get into that more a bit later. But the last point is what really kills it. It turns out CJD is actually trying to monetize the entire thing. There are plans for adding a cryptocurrency into the network itself. From what the conversations I've had, it seems like it might be done as an external program. But the way it's set up is basically going to be forced on everybody, especially because CJD is developing a graphical installer, I hear. And the graphical installer will use the metered bandwidth program by default. So it's going to end up everywhere. If the graphical installer does it by default, it's going to be everywhere. There's going to be no escaping it. So that's a major downside. That's not acceptable in my opinion. Not to mention the fact that it's actually building the cryptocurrency into the network itself. They're not using existing cryptocurrency, they're building their own, which is, that's not okay. Which is really a shame, because it's a really promising project. It's pretty cool. I used it for a while. It's unbelievably cool. I could even go as far as recommending that you check it out, even if it isn't the optimum thing. Ideally, you would see a new maintainer or something like that to maybe help wrinkle out some of those issues, specifically the whole Node.js thing, as well as figuring out how to do sort of damage control on the cryptocurrency. But other than that, it's really, really cool. CJDS actually has a sort of evil twin, which is Yggdrasil. I'm sure I'm butchering that name. I'm really sorry. what can I do? Yggdrasil is very similar to CJDNS, and it's also super cool. It also gives people the same level of choice that CJDNS does. I think it has slightly less configuration options, but it's not really a problem. It also works really well. It's actually, from what I've heard, significantly faster than CJDNS right now, at least. And there's no cryptocurrencies or Node.js or anything, which is pretty cool. Except it's written in Go. My issue with Go is static linking, which kind of, it takes away the freedom of using your own custom-built libraries. I know most people don't do that, but I use Gentoo, so everything on my system is built from source. And a lot of that I've set use flags because I want things to work differently, and taking away that control is kind of terrible. I understand that Go was kind of designed for Windows-like systems, not so much for Linux, but it's the system I use, so it matters to me. The bigger issue is Go, just like Node.js, well, just like CJDNS, uses a non-standard build system. Specifically, Go has its own built-in build system, which has two problems with it. The first is that it downloads dependencies during compile time, which is a huge problem for distros like Gentoo, where everything is built from source, because that's a big no-no. You never download anything while compiling. And the other issue is that distros like Gentoo already have configured on Gentoo, they're called E-classes, that basically let you build the program automatically. Like, for example, basically any project that uses CMake, you can build it basically entirely automatically on Gentoo, because the system already knows how to talk to CMake, it already knows how to make it install to different directories, it's already all sorted out for you. Pardon me. With Go, that's not quite the case. Now, there may well be an E-class for Go, and I'm sure somebody could write one, but at the end of the day, Go is a programming language. It's not a build system, so it really shouldn't have a build system built into it. If Yggdrasil used Go, but it also used CMake to build instead of the built-in Go system, that would be much better in my opinion. There would still be the static linking issue, which would never really be fixed because Go is built from the ground up for static linking. Having a new build system would be a good first step. I don't actually expect anybody to listen to me. I don't expect any changes to be made. I'm just voicing my opinion. It's been a while. I've looked at quite a few different projects like this. Yggdrasil and CGNS are the only of their kind, obviously. But I've looked at a whole lot of things like Matrix and IPFS, and I have some pretty strong opinions on a lot of them, so I thought it would be cool to share some. If you found this interesting, let me know. If you have feedback, please, it would be greatly appreciated. I'm thinking about maybe doing some other things in the future, maybe just like general Linux tips, or just more comparisons of different open source projects like CGDNS. I might do some dev blogs, but I feel like it would be a little bit boring because it's just code. I don't know. Let me know what you think. Hope you enjoyed.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.